Yes, welcome again to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Kim, do you have something? I'm sure you've got something interesting to share.
Yes, I do. Of course. I've got several things.
Okay. Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, like Smith Falls State Park. Yep, camping, the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. And it's no joke because it's like 60 feet tall. So don't make jokes about a short waterfall in Nebraska. It's in the Niobrara River Valley, and you need to check it all out by going to visitvalentine.com.
I'm going to kick it off with this, Mike. My wife and I invited several people to dinner. At the table, she turned to our 8-year-old daughter and said, "Would you like to say the blessing?" "I wouldn't know what to say," she said. "But just say what you hear mommy say," my wife encouraged. Our daughter bowed her head and said, "Dear Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people to dinner?"
Kids say the darndest things, right?
No kidding. Hey, if you're looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, classified ads, special interest sections, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, it's all packaged so neatly in the Tri-State Livestock News. Check them out. It's tsln.com. You can subscribe and get the latest stories. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
So, the inventor of yoga mats died at age 52. Did you know that?
I did not.
The creator of protein shakes died at 49.
Oh,
the
dear.
World's fastest runner died at 44. And the guy who said early to bed and early to rise didn't make it either. Meanwhile, the founder of KFC lived to be 94. The inventor of ice cream cones lived to be 97. And the man who created Netflix, still alive, still chilling. My uncle eats burgers, drinks soda, naps twice a day, and counts changing the TV channel as exercise. He's 87 and still going strong. So maybe it's not about green juice or 5 a.m. workouts. Maybe the secret is simple. Sleep well, laugh hard, eat what you love, and if someone tells you to jog, run in the opposite direction. Just some little tidbits for you today.
Indeed. Oh, in the church bulletin, the lecture on the religious history of circumcision has been cut from tonight's program.
Oh, no. Here's a little something from Rusty Bits and Pieces, a collection of poems and lyrics by Otto Roosevelt of the Valentine area, called April Chill. Oh, the spring is long a-comin' on these North Nebraska plains. All the cows have dropped their babies, and the ranchers pray for rain. All the snow has left the prairie, and the frost released the ground. Sun is warm and touching kindly through the clouds, rambling around. But the April chill is spilling on this North Nebraska land, and the wind is blowing harder by the hour. All the raindrops turn to pellets, stinging hard against my skin. April chill has turned to winter time, and spring comes late again. All the babies dance and frolic in the early morning sun, running wild and frantic in their world a fancy fun. Afternoon is time for resting, laying flat against the ground, while the wind is cranking up again and piling clouds around. Now the cowboy, he's a-riding, counting cows and checking fence. He's watching all those babies, making sure they got a chance, because he knows the weather's changing as he feels the chilly wind, and he knows it's time for shelter in the canyon once again. Now the cowboy, he's a-riding with the April morning breeze. His front is warm and cozy, but his backside wants to freeze. He's a-pushing cows to shelter in the canyon once again, because he knows the weather's changing. He can feel it in the wind. From Otto Roosevelt, that's called April Chill.
Yeah, pretty accurate. We're even actually having some spring around these parts. That's been really nice. If I was accidentally weird to you once, just know I will be thinking about it every night for the next 20 years.
Oh.
Here's another one. I wonder what it's like to be able to put your hair in a long ponytail and not look like a founding father.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, I ran into one of my students at the grocery store with some wine in my cart, and he said, "That's because of us, isn't it?"
Very perceptive young child.
No kidding. Oh, I'm going to poke a couple more in here. No matter how well I'm doing in life, I'm still going to see what's up with that clearance rack.
Oh, you got to check it out.
Absolutely. And my 3-year-old kept saying she wants a spirit guest and needs a spirit guest and has a spirit guest. And like 4 exorcisms later, I realized she's just talking about asparagus.
Oh, asparagus.
Yeah.
All right. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.